Lesson 4. Christian worship has Christian fellowship. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. The words "the fellowship" are the New Testament Greek words "tein koinonia." In other passages, it may be translated communion and participation. The basic idea is an association with mutual interests and sharing. The general concept of an association with mutual interests might be viewed in our day also about a number of non-religious organizations. Many people who are members of Planet Fitness are glad now that the health club is again opening, or soon will open. Planet Fitness is an association with concerns about health and social groups. But in the church, what is the point of common interest? The common interest of the church is faith in our Savior Jesus Christ. In fact, the church's fellowship is not a set of common beliefs about Jesus by which people have decided to come together. No, the church is a fellowship of people created by Father, Son, and Holy Spirit by putting faith into people. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9, Paul includes in his greeting, "God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship," koinonia, "of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord." 1. God called the Christian. The fellowship of the church is not the making of human decisions, but the church is formed by the grace and power of God. And 2. Into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, the fellowship in the church is not based on human decisions to be together, but God's decisions to join people to Jesus Christ. The foundational fellowship is the believer to Jesus Christ. Being connected to Jesus Christ is what saves the sinner. The secondary fellowship is the Christian to other Christians. Page 7. In his letter to the Corinthian Christians, Paul used this truth that believers are in fellowship with Jesus to show that their human-made divisions are contrary to their fellowship with Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. "I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and the same judgment." Since the person is in fellowship with Jesus, the blank should be fellowship with Jesus, and Jesus joins them together, then the members cannot decide to create division. The power of the fellowship in the church is from Jesus. Next point. The New Testament concept of fellowship is connected to many teachings. A quote from Gregory Lockwood in Concordia Commentary, 1 Corinthians, gives a hint of teachings on fellowship, koinonia, that will yet come in this Bible study. Lockwood says, "Basically, the words in the koinon group signify to share with someone in something. In 1 Corinthians, Paul uses the koinon words for the participation of the believer in Christ, chapter 1, verse 9, in the blessings of the gospel of Christ, chapter 9, verse 23, and in the body and blood of Christ, chapter 10, verse 16. This term is packed with theological significance in a context where the congregation was threatening to fly apart, forgetting the precious koinonia in Christ on which it had been constituted. Next point. The unity of fellowship created by God. The unity in the fellowship of Christians depends on what God has done and is doing among them, not their own decisions. When we carefully consider the topics this Bible study has already covered, we see that the fellowship of the Christians in Acts chapter 2, verse 42, has been preceded by 1. The life, ministry, suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus. 2. The coming of the Holy Spirit. 3. The preaching of Peter, through which the Holy Spirit stirred up repentance and faith in the hearers. 4. Adults and their children receiving baptism as Jesus directed for the gift of the Holy Spirit and the forgiveness of sins. Page 8. All these actions of God that created and brought together the first Christians so that they devoted themselves to the fellowship show how different the gathering of the Christian church is from other human gatherings. The first Christians did not choose God and choose to be the church. God chose, called, and gathered them. Martin Luther said it well in the explanation of the third article of the Apostles' Creed. The third article reads, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Luther then wrote this explanation. What does this mean? I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength. Reason or strength. Believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to him. But the Holy Spirit, has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified, and kept me in the true faith. In the same way, he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth, and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. In this Christian church, he daily and richly forgives all my sins and the sins of all believers. On the last day, he will raise me and all the dead and give eternal life to me and all believers in Christ. This is most certainly true. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for all the fellow believers whom I can call brothers and sisters in your name. I ask you to keep my fellow members at my congregation safe and encouraged in your word. May you bring us together in your name. Amen.